Praise God. Hallelujah. Before you sit down, can you just stand up again? Now you can give the Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, a clap offering this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. This is not about man, it's about him. Amen. Praise God. And I always say to him, I don't know nothing. I am nothing. And I always put myself low and I say, I am actually low than dirt. Amen. But see, he would exalt you in due time. Amen. Praise God. And some of the things that Pastor Joel was just sharing about the, and Brother Chris, about these things, we deal with these things every day. I mean, it's an open warfare where I come from. And not only with our people, and we call, if someone was in trouble, they would send the debt collector around, you know, the payback thing. We call them a featherfoot. You probably heard of that name. Or most of the time we use the word, the name Wanya. That's what they call. And these people are, they shift change too, you know, same thing. And we also deal with witches and warlock. Wow. And these things, we've been trained up. I mean, God had trained me up in these areas. I don't know everything. I'm still learning. And I suppose when we get to heaven, we'll be still learning. Amen? Praise God. Anyway, my name is Darren, and I am a pastor of Bushfire Ministry in the Kimberley. My tribe is Jaro, and I speak Jaro. And I'm also connected, as I was sharing with Pastor, we are intermarried to other tribes. And I'm also connected with Gidja, the tribe of Gidja. And there's Bunaba, there's Walmajara, and these people, they speak this language. And my skin, we are connected through skin. My skin is Jangari. So people won't say Darren, they'll say, hey, Jangari. And see, that's how we relate. If I were to go from the Kimberley, go to the center, and I would say, even though my blood family is over there in the Kimberley, and I would go to the center, and I would say my skin name. I've got mum, dad, sisters, and brothers in the center. That's how we related. And if I were to go from the center up to Arnhem Land, way up north in the Northern Territory, and I would say my skin name there, I've got mother, father, sisters, and brother as well. That's how we used to relate, and we used to look after each other. Amen? Praise God. Even though we were different tribes, and even now, I can go anywhere and people will just look at me and say, that's Jungri over there. They just know. Amen? Praise God. And there's more to learn, too, about our people. Amen? Hallelujah. Can you do us a favor while I just get myself prepared? Can we all stand? And if you can go to three people and you say to them, you are blessed, because you are, because the word say you are blessed. Amen? Come on. Hallelujah. Bless you. Amen.
probably have more to share than we have time for. I'd love to hear it.
Hallelujah. God is good, eh? All the time. Amen. Praise God. I just want to share a bit about myself. I was, before we come around the word, growing up, I mean, I was going to school, but I used to run away a lot. The only two words that I knew and could spell was home and Darren, my name. And couldn't put sentence. When people would speak to me, I just, yeah. Because when they speak, I try to try and think what they're saying, but always see pictures. Amen? And because one day I went to school and I said, sir, I said to this teacher, I said, it's like that. And he said, no, I didn't say it like that. And I said, oh, well, I've seen it like that. Anyway, and my literacy and numeracy weren't good. The day I accepted Jesus Christ and I made him Lord of my life, man, the first Bible I picked up was the Good News Bible, and the Holy Ghost started teaching me. Amen? And now, you know, I shared this with one bloke, and he said, you're joking. I mean, you sound so very intelligent, you know. I'm sure you. I said, well, it's God, and God can do anything. Amen? I mean, if you do go in the outback, even in the Northern Territory, you'll hear people, hasn't old fellas never been to a preschool or a kindergarten? And yet, a man of God brought the gospel in and, you know, invited them to come up to the front and accept Jesus Christ. Make him Lord of their life. And this is people's testimony. As they was walking up towards the man of God, they would say it was like, this is their testimony, it was like a star picket was actually going straight through their heart. And the first book they would pick up, a Bible. Supernaturally, God is just moving. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. And I know we ain't got 5 years here in Australia because God is about to move. Amen? And I know that. Because I was just sharing with Pastor Joel next year with God. It was actually in a conversation where we were just sitting down. And this man of God, I call my father in the faith, he was there. We invited him to come down because he did a bit of teaching on marriage. And we were sitting there, and because we got some young blokes who want to get married, see, and some of the young ladies. And there's some single ladies and single guys we got to as well. And, you know, they're looking, praying and seeking God for their future partner. And anyway, we were just sitting down talking, and then all these things, because I had word prophesied over me, and there were dreams and vision about me, and as we were just sitting down, just talking, and these things just unfolded, eh? And I said, wow, it's right here. You probably heard preachers saying, we just got to cross over. Well, I'm saying, it's right here now, amen? And it's time to step over. Because the revival, I'm telling you, even though this nation is going through something, God is about to shake this nation. Amen? He is. You heard Pastor Joel. He was just sharing about my wife. She does move in the prophetic. She's a prophetess. And man, she's been to heaven many times. Many times. She said she was standing away from the throne and God spoke to her in tongue. And she said it was like a force. She couldn't pull herself back, but it was a force that brought her right up towards the throne. And God said, worship me. And she just started worshiping God. We've seen, I'm just sharing a bit before we come around the word. I just want to stir you up and build your faith up. Amen? Cancer disappeared. People had a heart problem. There was a man that came from the Northern Territory, way up in the Gulf, from Groote Island. He was a a top lawman, you don't mess around with these fellas, came all the way down to Halls Creek and, you know, came. We were having a home meeting, and I was doing everything. I was singing and preaching and doing everything as the pastors would do. And he walked in. He had this big blanket, and I was looking at him, and but he had his sort of back sort of he was leaning over a bit. Anyway, I was watching him, and right through the meeting, and then gave the word, and then gave an altar call. He came up, still with the big blanket, stood there, came in agreement with him, because he told me what was wrong with him. Now, the word of God say in Matthew 18, 19, and 20, again I say to you, and two of you agreeing on earth concerning anything that you ask, it shall be done by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Amen? And I said, brother, we agree that you're going to be healed. Instantly, he was made whole. Threw the blanket, and I said, see that gate? Now run. Amen? He was an elderly fella. But after that, he felt like he was 21. Praise God. We've seen things happen. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm not here to tickle your ears. I'm telling you the truth. Because what I'm speaking, and I know some of you can sense the anointing, the presence of God is confirming what I'm saying is truth. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we've seen cancer. We've seen demons manifest in people, even in the meeting, coming out of people. Witchcraft, generation cursed, mother's side and the father's side broken off people's life. Amen. People all coming funny because of curse was put on them and the curse was lifted off them. Amen. They were in the right mind. Came in, you know, seemed like they were going mad, like they lost their mind. But when they finished, they walked out with Christ's mind. Amen. Because they just given their heart to the Lord. We've seen, what's the other one? Leprosy disappeared of people. And many, many, many times I would have people come in. And they would call me to go to the hospital and I'd pray. And there would be a flying doctor waiting down the airport. And I said, you know what? I'll pray for you now. But I guarantee as soon as you get down there, the doctor's going to say there's nothing wrong with you. But praise God, you do go because the doctor will confirm it. And many times they did when they go to Perth. There was a young lady, about 3 o'clock in the morning, I got up. I was disturbed from sleep. I was trying to have a peaceful sleep. And I had this bang on the door, get up. They want you down at the hospital. Oh, come on. So I ended up going down there and then prayed for this young baby because he had tubes. And the mother was there in tears, crying. And I said, sister, as soon as that plane lift up, when you're up on the air, in the air, they're going to start taking the tube out of the baby. And she said that. He said, what you said, they actually did that when we were flying. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. And I want to say this. God has given the body of Christ authority. According to his word. Luke 10, 19 say, behold, I've given you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all, not half, not bit, but over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Amen? Amen? Amen. And you shouldn't be fearful of these things, what you heard today, because the day you accepted Christ, God didn't give you a spirit of fear, but of power. Amen. And of love and of a sound mind. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I love it, every bit of it, what I'm doing. I just want to go in there, kick the gates of hell down, and just walk into the enemy camp and take back what he stole from me. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm excited what is about to happen. Because God, as I was saying before, these things unfolded. I'm actually going to sound a trumpet from Western Australia, from the Kimberley, from Halls Creek. And I'm calling the firstborn of this nation. And that's what God said, to call them in. And the people around the city that probably born and grew up in the city would be saying, why do we have to go all the way to Halls Creek? Well, God's going to humble the heart. God wants to show them that they need to come back to country, to the grassroot. Amen? And this is where he's going to sort out the leaders. Just like the day of Moses, when he stood there, he had leaders for the Israelite, 12 tribe. This is what he's going to do for this nation. And God said to me, he said, do it 3 times. He said, the 3rd time, there is a move that eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. This is next year, it's going to happen. I'm telling you, I'm prophesying it. Amen? Now, I don't want you to pack your bag and say, I'm going to Halls Creek. No. God had put you in this house, amen, to support this house. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because someone got to look after Pastor Joel. Amen. And sister, praise God. Because I'm only asking for support in prayer. But if there's finance, praise God. If God has put something on your heart, praise the Lord. I'm a person who lives on faith, and that's all I do. He's my source. I'm not on Centrelink or anything. I used to be a miner. Underground mining, I used to do open cut. I can operate any machine. Not boastfully, but that's the truth. And God had pulled me out of that. And I said, Lord, you're going to meet my need. And he did. Every Sunday, I would walk out of the building. He would always put people. You know, money not going to fall out of the sky. He uses people, you know. And people will actually meet me down the grocery store or wherever. Slam a lump sum in my hand. Amen? Because he's my source. Amen? Hallelujah. And I said one day, I said to God, I said, look, Father, the things that you talk about in the Bible, I don't see it happening in the church. You know, you had Silas, Paul praying over a handkerchief. We just seen that by faith. Amen? Praying on handkerchief, aprons, and putting it on people's body, demons coming out of them, and people are getting restored. I said, I don't see these things happening. And you know what he said to me? He said, you go and lay hands. And I did. And a mother and a father brought this child to me. We went out in an open meeting. We had an outdoor meeting. And the doctor said to the parents that the child will never walk, never talk. For the rest of his life, it would be a vegetable for the rest of his life. Prayed a simple prayer. Mom and dad took the child back home, laid the child on the ground, mom and dad on the bed. Early hours in the morning, Bubba jump up on the bed, mom, dad. Amen. Today, I see this lad stands about 7 foot, and I'm thinking, is this the same boy that I prayed for? And he's looking down like that. Oh, hello, Pastor. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we just have a word of prayer? Father, I just thank you for this time and for this opportunity, Lord, to have, Lord, and for you to bring me here before your people. And Lord, it's an honor to preach in your house the word of God to your people. And Lord, I pray as I yield to you that you would speak through my vocal, think through my mind, lead and guide me in everything I say, do, and think. And Lord, I pray this day that you would have your ways. And I thank you for the authority that you've given us, Lord. Because right now I bind every demonic and satanic powers in this house. In the name of Jesus Christ, I render them harmless and ineffective against us, and I rebuke it and send it back to the pit of hell where it come from in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for the love of God that is shared abroad in each and every one of us in our heart by the Holy Ghost. And Father, as we take ear to hear what the Spirit is saying this morning, Lord, I pray that we would not only be a hearer, but be a doer, that we would actually take and apply to our life and practice what we hear this morning, Father. And Lord, because it's being blessed in doing. Hallelujah. And Father, I just thank you now for your word as it go forth as a seed, that it would fall on good ground in the name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. And amen. Praise God. Time is ticking away there very quick too. Oh, hallelujah. So, if you got your Bible, you got your sword with you? That's what I would say to the church. You got your sword? We've been functioning in Horse Creek for 5 years. And this actually makes 5 years now. And one of the things that God had, because I was in a previous church, but God, I was kicked out of the church. I was like a wild Brumby. Let me loose. But there was a young boy. He was demon possessed in the church, and I was kicked out of that church. But I went down there. I was in no way. I was in any authority, or I wasn't a leader or anything like that. And just went down there and prayed for this lad, seeing the family, because the family, they were ringing all the leader up. All the leaders switched their phone off. I think they were all frightened. And went down there, and the pastor went down there. He said that the family was actually scaring, but never even, you know, have a time to just go and check the child out, what he was actually going through. Because when I went down there, he was in a life and death situation, the boy. Very serious, eh? And these are one of the things that you need to be trained up and equipped in these areas, see? You know, and we train most of our members in our fellowship in these things too. One of the things that God said, he said, I want you to train them, equip them, and empower them with the word of God. Amen? And anyway, went down there. The boy was screaming out. So me and my wife went down, bind the spirit, commanded it to come out. The boy went under the power of God, shaking there, manifesting, and then just waited for a while, picked the boy up, and the parents would say, is he all right? I said, well, you know, the only way I can describe it, you know when a person takes fit, and sometimes they get up, where am I? Who are you? But yet, you know, could be looking at the hubby or someone, you know, or the wife, and, you know, and they don't know where they are, because see, when the demon get into a person and the spirit takes control of the person doesn't know where he is, or half of the time he doesn't know where he end up, you know, and things like that we teach, and you know, and anyway, gave the boy back to the family. The boy slept like a baby all through the night. The next day he's running around like nothing ever happened. The pastor walked down there, wanted to know who helped them. And he was too scared. See, he'd be, oh, pastor here. And didn't want to mention any names, so they ended up saying my name, and then had a convention and boot me out of the fellowship. And I said, Lord, I don't even know where to go. Who am I supposed to fellowship with? You know? Because I'm a person who doesn't like to sit one place in church. If you do have time, if you do decide to go to Halls Creek, you'll see what I'm actually talking about. Because I wanted to come up here and join the ladies up here. I'm a pastor that loves dancing in the presence of God. I love it. But sometimes I gotta, you know, pull back. But I don't like to do that. I wanna, because I'm here for my King of Kings and my Lord of Lords. Amen. I wanna worship him. And I wanna say this, pastor, while we were standing and worshiping, I seen ministering spirits moving up and down on the stage. And I want to say this morning, you came expecting. Some of you already been touched and that you don't even know. Pain that you had in your body is gone, because the anointing breaks the yoke. Amen? While we was worshiping, I seen him. We would have visitation nearly every Sunday in our fellowship. It's not that because we some special people. No. God loves you as much as, you know. His love is so, you know, that we can't even understand. One day we had an angel. He was on fire. And Miranda was actually she was song leading, and she looked in the back like that, and this angel was standing in the back, because there's a big, huge glass where we have our meeting, and this thing was on fire. Came in through the in the back of the meeting, and she said she can feel the heat coming up, right up where she was standing. And then she gave an altar call and walked out and said her hand was on fire. Like this thing was, and the people felt the heat from the top of their head, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, heat. And people, was it started burning anything and everything. Amen. People were going under the power of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Enough of that. Let's get into the word. Hallelujah. I'm sharing actually from 2 Corinthians 12. If you've got your Bible there, and verse 7. And it's actually talking about the thorn in the flesh. You found it? So I'm still looking. Don't say I found it when you're still looking, eh? Praise God. I do that because why? It's there to encourage people, amen? And to help. You know, 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, amen? And because why I want people to follow, because it's so they know that what I'm actually talking, you know, and they can follow along and would help them. Praise God. But it's and I'm actually sharing from the New King James Version, because if you've got a different translation, you'll be wondering what I'm talking about. Well, it's a different translation. So, yeah. You know, I had some people come in and they were speaking. I'm thinking, is that right? Are they in the right book? You know, and they would quote scriptures, and I'm thinking, but it was a different translation. God, one of the things that God said to me and Miranda, my wife, my beautiful wife, I'm starting to miss her, and is that he said, the closer you're going to get to Hebrew if you stay with the old King James Version. So I said, okay, but see, I study out of the old King James, but I preach from the new King James. And because I started preaching from the new King James, because the people doesn't understand the thee, thou, thousand. You know what I mean? And so, yes, so we give the whole church the New King James Version so everyone can follow. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's good, eh? Amen. There's no shame in Jesus, as Pastor was saying. Hallelujah. I was very ashamed, but praise God, he took all that out of me. Anyway, and lest I should be exalted above means, sure, by the abundance of the revelation, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan, to buff me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I plead with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen. And I sat under some ministers, pastors, preaching on the subject. I was only a new Christian when I first heard this scripture. And I'm thinking, because they were saying Paul was about in his 70, half, you know, still blind. And I'm listening and I'm sitting down, but it didn't sit with me. You know what I mean? And it was the first time I actually heard this. And I was just only a young Christian and hearing them preach. And yet, you know, And even other ministers, I hear them when they preach on this, that Paul was nearly blind. The thorn in the flesh was some ingrowing sore toenail or something like that. From that, and there was a bit of blindness, illness, you know. And I'm thinking, he's a man of God. You know, when God gives you or puts you on assignment to do something, when he has anointed you for the job for you to get done, you know, God doesn't just give you a message and then after a while put some sickness on you. Because, see, when they look at the word thorn, they think the word thorn is some sort of sickness or disease, but it isn't. If you read again in the same scripture, the thorn was that when God gave Paul a revelation at the time, it was actually in Antioch. That's when the revival broke out, when Paul was preaching, if you continue to keep reading that down. And in that, when Paul had this revelation that he received from God, about the reborn spirit man, the new birth. And because to the people, they were thinking, man, if Paul would, because Paul had this revelation that if he would go out to the world and preach this gospel, you know, a lot of people would be saved through this. Amen? But because when God gave him this revelation, now it wasn't God, we're going to remember that. It was the devil who sent an angel, his angel, to buff Paul. And the word buff, like, you know, if you look at it, wherever he went, Paul would not only start a revival, but the enemy would come in and start a riot as well against him because of what he was preaching, you know. And and everywhere Paul would preach this message, the enemy would always start a riot when a revival would break out. And it's been happening ever since. I was in a revival. I was in a community. I was part of the revival. The population was 150. Supernaturally, I don't know how, it went from 150 to 450. Don't know where the people came. You know, going down the road, I was, you know, driving, you know, Judy and Mick. You know, you wonder why. The government wants to build these town and build more streets. You're thinking, well, where are the people going to come from? You think like that? Even in Darwin, Darwin has just grown. It's just like Brisbane, just grown so. I mean, I only remember driving down a street. It was only a single lane. The next minute you go back there, it was two lane. Then it's three lane. And now going from Palmerston to Casuarina, this is in Darwin, going down the back road, you've got about four lane. And they've got a shopping center in Palmerston itself that they were saying that the biggest cinema in Australia was in Melbourne. But now the biggest cinema that they've got in Australia is in Darwin. It's because the Chinese came in and they bought the harbour. You know? And the money's just, yeah, the place is just growing. One day I was driving down from Palmerston. I thought I'd taken the back road into the city. I ended up at the prison. This is not the city. Praise God. Everywhere Paul went, the enemy would come in and start a riot. And the word thorn, you know, if you really look at it in the Greek, it means weakness, like when he's weak. And some people say that, you get some theologian students, you know, they talk, and they Bible scholars or whatever they want to call themselves, say that the thorn was some sort of sickness or disease. But yet clearly the word of God say the thorn in the flesh was that the devil has sent his angel, the angel of the devil, to buff him. The word buff mean wherever he went, when God, that God had given him this revelation and he would preach this word, the enemy was to stir up a riot when a revival would break out. And praise God. God, you know, and even if you look in Matthew in the gospel, that even the Sadducee, or even the priests and the Sadducee, they were saying when Jesus was going and people were coming to him, and they said, now people are going to him and they're believing on him. Well, the same thing what Paul was trying to, what he's actually saying, if you read along, that's what was happening in his life as well, that God was bringing people. But he says that because of the experience that he had, and when the enemy came in to buff him, was to, you know, some people say that to keep him humble, but that's not true. Because if you were to go out and say, I'm going to go and take this world out, I'm going to preach the gospel, I'm Rambo, you know, or something like that, then that's pride, you know. But because he had a revelation from God, God gave him that revelation, but it wasn't God that actually sent the angel of the devil. It was the devil himself sent an angel, and an angel of the devil, to go and buff him. And it was to more or less keep him on track, if you know what I mean. And to focus. Keep him focused on God. Amen? Praise God. And I want to say this prophetically. Some of you have taken your eyes off your first love. You have put your eyes on something, and you're wondering why things are not happening. You've been praying and saying, Lord, why isn't it happening? Because you have put something else before him. God said he's a jealous God. You shall love no other God except him. And he's calling his church to come back to their first love. Amen? Because he's the author and the finisher of your faith, not your situation and your problem. And I want to say this. One of the things when people come in and they say, Pastor, I want a fellowship in this house. I want to make this house my home. And I would sit there with them and I'd say, you like discipline? Some think discipline is a bit like in bondage, you know, sort of thing. But I said, brother, God is raising up an army. And his army need to be equipped. His army needs to know who he's actually fighting against. Who's the enemy? He's got to know how to use the weapon. You know, because when you get sent to the army, you know, they train you up to clean your weapons out and look after it, polish it up, whatever. And, you know, you go there and they'll give you, you know, but you're going there to be trained up. They don't just give you a bed and say, there's a TV there. You can just lift your leg up and just sleep all day. No. And, you know, the person that you'll probably be following when you first go there, you'll be calling him mate. He'll be saying, hey, mate. Yeah, how you going? The minute you sign your name on the dotted line and you say mate to him, he'll say, who are you calling mate? What I'm trying to say is that God wants man. Amen? And I just talk straight out. I've been tired of playing church. Tired of coming in, putting on a mask. How you going, brother? How you going, sister? That is out through the door. See, the day when you get serious with God, God doesn't look at this man here. No. He looks at this man here. Amen? And when he does get serious, be ready. Even when the pastor tells you to do something, you don't turn up there an hour after when he had told you to be there now. I'll probably just go down there and have a cup of coffee there and, you know, just go and see so-and-so and then I'll go to the pastor. No. When a man of God tells you, listen, you need to be there. Amen? That's one of the things that God was talking to me. He said, respect the mantle on the man's life. Amen? Even though he mightn't look, you know, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but the anointing on him, that's the one you got to respect. Watch out. See, David, he went in there. He could have killed Saul, but he just went and just cut a bit of the clothing. Why? Because he respected the anointing on the man's life. Amen? And that's what we need to respect. Because when we start getting stubborn and being rebellious, you know the form of stubbornness is witchcraft. Rebelliousness is a form of worshiping idol. You don't tell me what to do. No. I'm preaching good news. Amen. As I said, 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction. Amen. That's why you need, listen, when the man of God or the woman of God say something, you need to be faithful. Amen? And I've got older ones, listen. Because I'm not the pastor, but they respect the anointing and they've seen things actually happening in their life. Amen? I'm not trying to put myself on a pedestal. But it's the anointing that people, when they see fruit in your life, they'll go after that. Amen? You know, many of us have been to church. I mean, my first church was the old UM. What that stand for again? The old UM? Uniting Mission Australia or something? That's my background. But I got converted in an Anglican church. I got saved in the Anglican church. I used to be a smoker and a drinker and a fighter as well. I used to do all those things, what the world does. You know? And I used to love, listen, I can break in horses, yard building, I used to do all that. I used to do rodeo, saddle bronc. I love those. My young brother used to do all the bull riding. But I don't walk around with big cowboy hats now anymore that I used to do before. And with those old big cowboy boots, you know, you can't hide from anyone because they can hear that boot. Wherever you are. And praise God. In my education, like as I was saying, it's not good. It wasn't good, my literacy, my numeracy. But I got into mine. Amen. He got me in there. Praise God. Build a swimming pool. I can do that. Build a spa. Go and use the old back... Excavator, spray the ground, do all that. Amen. Wow. Because most of us, we judge the book by its cover, hey? But I want to tell you, if you go out there, a lot of them, they've got experience. They can do anything. They can build houses. Amen. But the sad thing about it, there's no job for the qualification that they've got to do those things. And it's sad, you know. Mine is always bringing in other people. Yet you've got people who's got experience who can operate and machine any machine. People who've been doing the explosive underground. They do all that. Praise God. But God doesn't want you to focus on your situation or your circumstances. You thought I probably sort of went away, got lost there. But no. You need to focus your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? He's the author and the finisher of your faith. And listen, some of you are just in your comfort zone. You need to start stepping out of your comfort zone. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we are so, it's good. But listen, God hasn't forgotten you. You know, He has anointed you to do something on this earth while you've still got breath in you. Amen? But sometimes we say, no, I'm too busy with my family. I got to look after my family. That's good. Praise God. But listen, when God tells you to go down to Joe Blow, about 7 house down, to go and preach the word or just share the word of God, you don't sit there and say, Lord, I just pray that you would send someone. No, God has told you to do it. Amen? Because we missed it many times. I've been there, and I'm guilty of it. But then I started stepping out of my comfort zone, amen, and started doing things. We did a tour throughout the Kimberley. I took a band. See, when you start fishing, you got to use the right bait, eh? Jesus said to be a fisher of men, to use the right bait. I've got young people in our church, young couples. A lot of them are running. They are running away because of our law. Very strong. And there's things that is happening in it. They're fearful of it. And they come to us and they just want to learn the word of God. Amen? And because the word of God is the only thing that would get them through situation and over circumstances, the word of God will. It's not just a book and it's not a novel. But I want to tell you, this word here, it does work when you work the word. Amen? It will work for you. I've tried it many times. I said, money cometh in the name of Jesus. I've been saying that. A person came up, went back home, stood on my veranda, never even had a chance to go and change out of my church clothes. Bloke come up, drive, jump out of the car, walk up to me, pull his wallet out, pull his money out, slam it in my hand, go back, jump in his car, and drive away. Amen? As I was saying, I don't play church. And I've been around the Kimberley. I took a team. We started from Broomtown all the way up to Wyndham and across to Kununurra. And then we went back because that day when we got back there, we only had 2 days like a break, and then we started our convention. Did a tour. And all these youth, because we played reggae gospel, gospel classical, gospel funk, gospel jazz, you name it. And it was the kids, they heard these music and they said, ooh, that's our type of music. And they would come. And one community we were in, we had cars as far as the eyes could see. And man, they thought we had a big stereo. And when we were setting up, you know, the people thought, you know. Well, in their mind, when they see the first thing, that's another black fella band. It was more than a black fella band. When they heard the music, man, they were all there. And tears were streaming down their face. All wanted to accept Jesus. There was a young lad, he was right up in the back. And he said he heard me say, those who are under the sound of my voice, wherever you are, God is going to touch you. And he said he was like a force pulled him. He didn't know what was happening, and he was under the weather too, the influence. He got down there to where we were set up, and he was shaking. He said, what's this? I said, Holy Ghost. I said, you know the Holy Ghost? He said, nah. But he got sober. He was sober. Praise God. And we had kids, man, on their face before God. And the sad thing about it, no church wouldn't support. I had to ring organization and they were saying, yes, we'll support. We just want our kids off the street. We want our kids off drug And that's what we were tackling, drug, alcohol, and suicide. But I praise God what God is doing now. Amen. As brother was saying, God is bringing us together. Amen. But those who think themselves, they are it, well, they're going to miss it. Amen. And if they don't want what God has for them, I'm going to get it for them. Anyway, I'm going to take part of their blessing. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's what God is saying. But you need to come back to your first love. You need to spend more time in the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Stop relying on your own thoughts and your own strength and thinking how you're going to go through life. I used to get tired every Sunday. I would say to the church, now, and I would say, anyone got anything to share? And everyone will all. Every Sunday. And it just got under my skin, and I said, no, I had enough of this. And God said, I've told you to train them, equip them, and empower them. So I said, okay, church, we're going to have a meeting. And I said, I want every one of you out there, what God had put on your heart, to share to the body of Christ. To, even if it's to edify, to build up, and to strengthen the body of Christ. Amen? And man, they would start memorizing, meditating. We've been functioning for 5 years. If you listen to them, you think they were in church for 10 or 20 years. They quote a whole chapter of the Bible. They can quote scriptures. Even when they open in prayer, the will of God will just come out of their mouth and start praying. Amen? The first thing they would attack, the enemy. Get rid of him. Get him out of the house. Amen? Hallelujah. And then apply the blood of Jesus over the meeting. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. And it's been happening. Ever since we started, we bit like Paul. We had names called. We were a bunch of occult. We were healing people through witchcraft. I was thinking, that's strange. That's funny. But they're all getting healed in the name of Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. And wherever we go, there's other people actually rising up against us. But I'm a threat to most of them. Some of the pastors too. And I said, well, I can't help it. It's God. Greater is he that is in me. Amen. Because it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. Amen. And I'm after what he has for me. Can we all stand in the house? Come on. And I'm going to pass it back to Pastor Joel. No? Yes? No.
Thank you, Darren. I see you guys get the sense Darren's kind of overflowing. It's just kind of all coming out, and he's going to be back tonight to share some more what the Lord's laid on his heart. But we just want to agree together now in Jesus' name, Father God, by your grace, that our eyes will be clear from all distractions, Lord God, that you will remove every obstacle, that any idol that we have placed in our lives that is greater in our view than you will be removed in Jesus' name. Lord, you see our heart. It is to have our view just taken up with a vision of you, Jesus. We want to see you. We want to live through you. So, Father God, shake us and wake us and open our eyes to the reality of our calling in you and the work that yet needs to be done in the earth. Thank you for bringing Darren here today, Lord God. We bless Halls Creek and all the influence that he and his team will be bringing. May it increase. May you protect it, Lord God. May you keep them safe. May they know favor and provision. And we bless the effort in April, Lord God, to bring the firstborn of the indigenous peoples of Australia together, Lord God, to find agreement, to find identity, to find anointing and power, Lord God, to posture themselves for your ignition, Lord God, because we see from our position that until that happens, we ourselves will not be fully blessed in the way that you desire, Lord God. So we want to see everything unfold you plan for this nation and for the nations of the earth through Israel as well. So bless Darren, bless his wife Miranda and his children, his six kids, Lord God, and may he return to them safely tomorrow. But Father, we look forward to more tonight. And bless us, Father, this afternoon in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you all.